I remember the late Jerry Clower, who died in 1998. I heard him say one time, he said, "I believe in the way Baptists find pastors." He said, "What we do these days is we put five people on a committee that only God could get to agree on anything. And then whoever they bring back, we figure that must be God's will." But he said, long ago, back when I was growing up, what churches would do is that they would bring in three or four preachers over the course of one or two Sundays, and they would hear each of those preachers, and then everybody would vote for the one that they liked, and the one that got the most votes would be the one that would end up being pastor. And it was sort of a beauty contest kind of thing, and a few churches still do it that way. But he said, "I remember years ago that one of those times when we were hearing trial preachers, a guest preacher walked in that little country church where Jerry Clower grew up, and he said, the senior deacon was sitting towards the front on the aisle, and he had brought his dog to church with him, and the dog was sitting in the aisle, and that visiting preacher was mightily offended, and he just took his Bible like this and slapped his britches leg and kicked the dog and ran the dog out of the church." Jerry said, "Where I come from, you don't kick nobody's dog. That's a killing offense." Had the service. After the service, preacher went to the back, was shaking hands with the worshipers as they went out. Everybody was just watching. And the senior deacon made his way back there and shook the preacher's hand and said, "Preacher, I want to thank you for running my dog out of the church." Preacher said, "Oh?" He said, "Yes, sir, I wouldn't have had my dog heard that sermon for anything in the world." And I notice there's not any dogs left in the church right now.